Here is a recap of the key decisions and announcements from Ladysmith's June 17 Council meeting. Buller Street referendum timeline confirmed. A resolution from a closed meeting was brought forward in open session, confirming that a referendum on borrowing funds for development of town-owned land on Buller Street will not be held before the next general local election in October 2026. Development applications. Height variance approved. A development variance permit was granted for a property on Mylene Crescent to exceed the allowable height limit of 3.5 meters. A variance permit was approved for a garage on the property 4.4 meters high. Business license for restaurant at 611 Oyster Bay Drive. Council approved a business license without conditions for 611 Oyster Bay Drive. The former location of the Oyster Bay Cafe will reopen as a new restaurant operated by the Chemainus First Nation through Coast Salish Development Corporation. Council also considered a liquor license application for the site and chose not to provide comment. Under provincial regulations, local governments may support, oppose, or opt not to comment on liquor license applications. Council noted that a previous license was in effect at the location and no concerns were raised. Town of Ladysmith 2024 Annual Municipal Report. Council approved both the 2024 Annual Municipal Report and the 2024 Statement of Financial Information. The report can be read online at https://www.ladysmith.ca/city-hall/reports-publications. Grant funding application for waterfront infrastructure. Council approved a recommendation to direct staff to apply for a grant through the UBCM Strategic Priorities Fund Capital Infrastructure Stream. This funding would be used for the sewer, water, stormwater and road infrastructure required to service the waterfront area plan. Staff will incorporate project administration and oversight into existing work plans and, if necessary, prepare any budgets or financial plan amendments to fund potential cost overruns for council approval. Machine shop revitalization. Hydro realignment approved. Council approved a $251,200 change order to relocate hydro service lines that currently run through the Chemainus-owned Oyster Bay Marina. The new alignment will place electrical infrastructure on town-owned land near the machine shop to prepare the site for upcoming community use. The work will be completed by MKM Projects and funded through a combination of the Heart of the Hub, Phase 2, budget, $90,000, and appropriated equity, $161,200. The 2025 to 2029 financial plan will be amended to reflect this. Sewer connection funding. Council approved a $25,113 change order to connect the machine shop to the town's sewer system. The added cost will be funded through sewer reserves and the sewer parcel tax. The upgrade is part of ongoing Heart of the Hub Phase 2 work to prepare the site for future programming and public use. Poetry Project honoring former mayor. Council approved the Public Art Committee's 2025 call for poetry recognizing Mayor Kathleen K. Grohel and directed staff to order and install signage, kiosks and planters for the project. Frank Jameson Community Center land lease renewed. Council approved a new 5-year lease with School District 68 for the land beneath Frank Jameson Community Center. While the town owns and operates the community center, the building is located on property owned by the school district. Council participation in events discussions deferred. Council deferred a motion from Councillor Jacobson suggesting council members not attend an upcoming stakeholder meeting about the special events handbook. The handbook is currently being developed by staff. Council tabled the motion and request a legal opinion before proceeding. Council formalizes rules on legal case interactions. Council approved a bylaw amendment formalizing how councillors are to conduct themselves during legal proceedings involving the town. The new clause prohibits members from engaging with opposing parties, their representatives, or legal counsel, and from sharing details of active or pending legal actions outside of council or senior staff. The change is intended to clarify expectations and help protect the town's legal position. While most councillors supported the motion, Councillor Jeff Vertanen opposed, expressing concern about creating barriers to communication with residents. Roundabout requirement formally removed for Rocky Creek development. Council authorized staff to finalize a covenant amendment for 1130 Rocky Creek Road, confirming the removal of a previously proposed roundabout. The Ministry of Transportation and Transit has now provided formal approval, stating the roundabout is not required for traffic operations. With this confirmation in hand, Council directed staff to execute and register the revised covenant, clearing the way for the proposed commercial plaza. Funding allocated for community event traffic plans. Council rescinded a previous motion that allowed events in 2025 to use traffic control plans created by non-accredited volunteers. The initial move had aimed to ease pressure on local groups, but raised concerns about liability and bypassed the town's special event bylaw. With most councillors in agreement that a better solution was needed, the original motion was repealed. Councillor Vertanen opposed the reversal. In its place, Council approved a one-time $50,000 allocation from the Special Projects Reserve to help fund traffic control plans for community events. The goal is to ease the financial burden on groups while maintaining public safety and reducing legal risk. Council also directed staff to develop a long-term solution in collaboration with event organizers. The discussion comes as municipalities across BC re-evaluate event safety procedures following recent tragedies.